the need for tougher food labelling laws, I think it is a slam dunk. The supermarket chain Superbarn fined for stocking an apple juice claimed to be made from locally grown fruit that actually contains reconstituted concentrate imported from China. Mm. Why? How is that possible? How is it possible that you pick it up, you look at the label, and as it turns out, it's not locally grown?
And this is Superbarn. They've got about five big outlets here in Sydney, and it's the manufacturer of this juice, the Real Juice Company. They've been hit with infringements totalling more than $20,000. You would have thought that'd be a minimum, wouldn't you?
What I find surprising, though, Barnaby Joyce, the Agriculture Minister, has been pushing for tougher food labelling laws, but it seems the World Trade Organization isn't happy about this. There was a similar scheme in the United States, where the Americans wanted retailers to label all meat products with details of the country where the animal was born, raised and slaughtered. Now, is there anything wrong with that?
No.
I wouldn't have thought so. Apparently, Canada and Mexico complained because it impacted on exports of their livestock. Suggestion being that Americans, when they saw that it was Canadian or Mexican, didn't want to buy it. Well, that's not, I wouldn't have thought that's a problem. Apparently there's a push within Cabinet this morning suggesting that these reforms being pushed by Barnaby Joyce are coming into conflict with the World Trade Organization. I find it hard to believe. Barnaby Joyce is on the line, our Agriculture Minister. Good morning.
John and Gary, how are you?
Very well, Minister. Thank you for joining us. The food labelling laws, they're a domestic policy issue, aren't they? So what's it got to do with the World Trade Organization?
Well, the World Trade Organization says you can't have things that are discriminatory. I mean, just because someone takes you to the WTO doesn't mean they win at the WTO. And I imagine the United States of America's case, the good people of the United States will say, you can say what you like, this is what we're going to do. Now, what we are bringing forward and will bring forward is something that is simple, diagrammatic, shows proportionality of what is in the packet and how much of it comes from our nation. So in your previous example of the reconstituted apple juice, they couldn't do that. On the graph, it would just have basically a vacant pie chart or a vacant bar graph, which would say, well, they might have stuck it together in Australia, but it's not Australian. And I think that's essential to get through to your listeners because they have a right to know. It's their money, and they have a right to know where their product comes from.
Now, is it true there is some opposition within government circles against tougher food labelling?
Well, yes, there are concerns, and there's never a government policy where there's not concerns. I mean, it's an area of robust debate. That's why we have a parliament. That's why we have a cabinet. There's supposed to be a strong debate, and I would expect a strong debate. And in fact, you want it. You don't want to go into these things blind or naive.
But what's there really to debate about this, though? You want it. We want it as consumers.
Yeah, it's overwhelmingly wanted. I had over 1 million hits on my on my website in up at Tamworth because they want this. I mean, it is something because people want to be able to go to the shop and say, well, I don't want someone to tell me that the product in that packet is made in Australia and then find out it's actually the product of Guadeloupe. It's not. I want to know. I have a right to know with my money what I'm spending it on. I want to have the comfort of knowing that product that is genuinely from Australia is backed by our phytosanitary laws. Our work health and safety laws. It supports our farmers, and it's money for our economy. And this is why I'll continue to pursue it. It's in the consultation phase now, where we tell industry. There are certain people in industry, no doubt, who don't want this because they want the capacity to bring in a very cheap product from overseas, repackage it, call it made in Australia, and charge a premium price for it. And that, in this instance, seems to be exactly what's happened with your reconstituted orange juice or apple juice.
And I guess there'd be some pretty highly paid lobbyists right now who have been doing a fair bit of door knocking in Canberra over this issue.
Yeah, well, that comes with Canberra, I will hold the course because I think this is incredibly important. It's something that's always aggravated me long before I was in politics, and it's been one of my sort of key issues whilst in politics, and it's the key issue of so many other people. Now it's the key issue of the government. The Prime Minister's done a press conference. The industry minister and myself, Ian McFarlane, myself and Tony Abbott, that's going to happen. It's going to happen. So let's make it happen.
When will it happen by?
Well, we'll have that consultation phase finished in around by, I think it's about August, so about a month or so away, 2 months away. Then it comes back to cabinet. Then we can get the thing started. I mean, I want this thing out. I want it rolled out. I want it rolled out long before the next election.
Yep.
I think it's incredibly important, and the Australian people have spoken on this. It's an right up the top there. If we have to, we'll just raise the campaign and take it right up the top again.
Well, I mean, everyone here, even someone like Johnny Depp would probably want better food labelling laws, wouldn't he?
Well, he can. He's just got to have dog labelling laws. So when he comes into the country, he tells us it's garing.
Yeah. Look, what we thought was a sensible but good-hearted conversation with you about the Johnny Depp issue about a week ago, I think it was, and then you got on the phone on FM radio to Kyle Sanderlands where he abused you we played some. I couldn't believe it. Now, reported this morning that your officers complained about that.
Yeah, well, we basically, like, if I spoke to you guys like that, you would, after the interview, you would ring up and say, OK, Cyclone, you better get on the air and apologise for what you just did.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're in strife. And so after that, because, I mean, it was some of the things that were beeped out, you wouldn't say to a dog that bit you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got back on the phone and said, listen, that's, you know, beyond the pale. You can't speak to an elected member of government like that. You can't speak to anybody like that. If kids are listening to that and they speak to their teachers like that or they speak to the bus driver like that, the world will be anarchy. So would you mind just going back on air and saying, well, we apologise? And then that's the end. And they said, no. I said, OK, we can do this the easy way, we can do it the hard way. And a complaint was registered. And I think that's a proper. Otherwise, we just say, this is acceptable.
Oh, I agree with you.
Why do you think he was so aggressive on the subject?
I have no idea. I think, I don't know. I just, you know, that's the question for him. You know, and it, the issue is you just can't, you have to draw the line somewhere. And when someone starts using, you know, profanities about body parts and calling you that on radio, you just can't, it's just, you can't do it. There's got to be a line somewhere. I'm robust, I've been in this game for 10 years. My gosh, I've had the very best of them go absolutely ape, and that's fine, that's what's supposed to happen. But the insults have got to stop at a line where you say, mate, if you said that to your school teacher, you said that to your bus driver, or you said that to your wife or your husband, well, that's how we talk to each other walking down the street, it would be a terrible place to live.
All right.
There is an inquiry underway into Johnny Depp smuggling those two dogs in. If he is found guilty of doing exactly that, could he go to jail?
Well, what we're talking about there's a limit of penalties. And I don't think that we're going to be locking Johnny Depp up.
No.
What do you think? But
I don't know. I saw his last movie. I reckon there's grounds for it.
But then he could be up for a fine. I mean, that's serious ones. Because he broke a serious law.
Yep.
This is the whole thing. That every other person will say, well, if Johnny Depp can break the law, then I can break the law.
Yep.
You know, I'll let's see what I can put in my bag and bring back. Maybe bring back a little pig or bring back, you know, birds. You know.
Minister, thanks for joining us this morning.